Blog Talk Radio.
Is here live in the studio. I'm your advocate, the one you want, and the advisor, the one you need. Thank you for tuning in this evening, and we have a show for you today. And how are those friends of mine, the ones that regularly come in here, how are you this evening? And I would like to say hello to those newcomers. Now, we have been doing a near fight show. The Near Fight Show is pertaining to getting information where you can prepare yourself to understand more about your head as well as understanding who your Ori is. I'd like to do just like a forecast and go over some of the things we've talked about. And for those of you who have not been following us along, we have been involved, and this is our, if I'm not mistaken, this is our 11th segment, segment number 11, and I'd like to get started by telling you a little bit about what we have discussed. We have went over, our first initial show was pertaining to dealing with transitioning a couple of, or two young men into the rites of passage. And then we went from there right on into explaining the name of Ori, and what the purpose of Ori was. We've actually covered Oladulamare's worshiping and praise, and we've gone right into understanding prayer and the power of prayer and worshiping. And we did 2 days of prayer and worshiping and praises with our Bembe. And those of you who had a chance to participate in that Bembe, boy, wasn't it something to be a part of a Bembe. A Bembe is nothing but music, sung, and dance, giving you a chance to dance off your inhibition, your problems, and push yourself to the point of being possessed so that you can begin to get an answer and a response from your Ori, who will speak to you about your specific problems. Now, if you've gotten through that Bembe, and now that you know what it is to do in praise and worshiping, and you are ready to go on with the next show, let's get started. I'm going to pause for station identification, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back at you in the air. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here on this segment of Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are just coming in the room, we'd like to welcome you and say Alafia Hotep, Jim Hotep, and Habari Ghani. That's right, Habari Ghani. I know that you hear these terms during Kwanzaa season. I know that you hear these terms during Kwanzaa season, but it's very important for you to hear these statements now, like Habari Ghani. What's up? What's the news? Alafia, meaning hello, greetings, Hotep. What's the news? Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to join us in our participation of our ritual. We call it Talking Cure. And I'm going to get ready to prepare for that ritual right now. And I'll be right back at you in the air. Stay tuned for station identification and listen to the power of faith. is our ancestral song. And without our ancestors, ladies and gentlemen, we know we cannot survive. Once again, thank you for joining us and tuning in to the Care to Read Room. You have your own need for 7 in the house, and we want you to lock in those dial numbers because we're ready to go on to our 12th segment. But as you know, as is and as always, we cannot do anything of ourselves without inviting our ancestors in as we commune with them and to also ask our elders to give us permission to speak. And then I'm going to ask my elder if she would also give us a prayer to sanction this holy ground. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Elder, can I ask you to grace us with a prayer from your heart at this moment, and then we'll go right into the purification, and then another prayer by Baba. Please, ladies and gentlemen, join in with Matt Harv as she does a prayer.
Father, our Father, we come with mild heads and humble hearts to thank you for your goodness and your mercy and how you have blessed us and how you have brought us through, and we're thankful. We're very thankful, and we ask your blessing to continue upon us as we go through the day. Father God, we know that we can't make it without you, so therefore we bow you in our hearts and in our minds and in our souls to carry us through. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you so very much, Matt Harv, for that prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to tell you, you are standing on holy ground at this very moment. If you have ancestors that have gone on that you would like to include in this portion of the ceremony, please get their names out as we begin the portion of our show called The Talking Cure. This is where the grounds and the atmosphere is set for anyone that is seeking a blessing or seeking assistance and aid. I'm going to call Baba in and ask Baba if he will prepare the ground so that we can pour libation, and then I can get my hands all washed for purification. Pardon me as I step into the kitchen to prepare for the washing of the purification. Baba, is the purification ready at this time?
Yes, it is.
Baba, is the purification ready?
Yes, it is.
Okay, will you begin the process? Let me put my hands over here. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, as I prepare for Baba to do the purification. Can you please pull that over my hand, please, Baba? The purification is done. I need to get a towel to dry my hands. Can you hand me the towel, please, Baba? Ladies and gentlemen, the purpose of the purification is that we do not grieve our ancestors. Thank you so much, Bob. Is the purification complete?
Purification is complete.
Thank you so much. We do not greet our ancestors with a stale face, so we must wash our hands, cleaning our bodies so we can prepare for the ceremony. And once again, I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to the Care to Read Room. We are now about to go into a prayer by Baba. And please bow your head, stand to your feet. You are now on holy ground. Baba, will you do the prayer?
Yes. In the name of the One Most High, we ask that today, that is a good day, all days a good day, we ask for purification of our mind, heart, soul, and spirit. We ask that what didn't go right today is made right through wisdom and through nature. We ask that all those that are suffering and afflicted with pain and with knowledge of lack of knowing what to do for themselves will suddenly come into the knowledge of what to do for themselves, and the pain will go away. We ask that you provide us with the fruitful bounty of knowledge and wisdom and application, knowing that we know what to do, but knowing how to do what we know. We ask that the Father in heaven, which are on high, give us the connection that we need to nature and all the things that makes us whole. We thank you for this life. We thank you for the blessings of breath. We thank you for the blessings of knowledge. And we thank you for the blessing of wisdom. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a combined prayer for the person so that they can too join in as we do the Lord's Prayer. I will be getting a different perspective from the perspective of the Christian Science so that you can see how closely our religions intermingle. As I told you yesterday, most religions have the same deities, but different names, same structure, same process, different, but the same outcome. So join in with us.
Our Father, which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable one.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art forever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, as so it is on earth. God is omnipotent, supreme one.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for the day. Feed the famished, affectionate.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love reflects in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil.
And God lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power and life, truth, love, all and all. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, what you've heard is two different versions of the Lord's Prayer, done by Baba and done by Omi Inca 7, to give you an idea that we don't deviate completely from the traditions of man. However, we accentuate them because all religion was derived and developed out of the deification of other Africans. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Religion all stemmed from Africa. Now, I said it. Now, some of you have been waiting to see if I was going to make that statement. At one point, there was no known religion until Africans began to worship. All men developed their religion from the African foundation. We don't have to deviate too far away than to find someone that mimics the same rituals that we have. And as I told you before, that we do have a doctoral teaching, and we do have rituals and traditions. And as you know, we go on with our ritual and calling out the naming ceremony of our ancestors. You may stand now with your names of your ancestors, calling your heroes or sheroes and your ancestors. Please join with me. As we go down the journey of the Freedom Road, I'd like to remind you that we do have a Mayafa through the middle passage where your ancestors was driven, and through the annals of the slave ship, many of them were not able to cross over. Some of them remained behind in the oceans and in the seas. That's why water is so very important, and that's why we pour libation to the east, to the west, to the north, and the south. Pouring libations and calling on those ancestors who did not make it across the Middle Passage, some of them that are still on their way and making their way back into reincarnation to be born again through our children and their children. Join me as I go down the journey of freedom. As you both know, like the Sankofa bird, we look over our shoulder, knowing that all we have is present. We do not remain in our past, and there is no future but here and now and present. But we acknowledge all those Africans and all of those slaves who died in the Middle Passage and that died in our families, to reconnect our ancestors back to our family, to help strengthen us, to give us their eye shade. And as you know, the melanin is still vibrating in the atmosphere, ladies and gentlemen. You need only to tap into the atmosphere to obtain their melanin. That's right. You can obtain the melanin of your ancestors. Their frequency is in the atmosphere. Now, I'd like to say one thing for the record. When I do these prayers and call on my African family by using our African language, some people have asked the question, Omiyinka, how is it that anyone can call on these African ancestors and they be obliged to respond? I can't tell you that or not. I would imagine if you're calling on somebody else's ancestors that don't know you or don't recognize you, why would they respond? So you have to be careful to call on your ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that other people's ancestors have no regard for you. And to worship somebody else's religion and to call on them and to acknowledge them, you might find that they would not acknowledge you. But we must all remember that we were scooped up and Oromola scooped us and carved us and put his breath in us and created us. So we are all one mankind. As I go on to call out the names of the ancestors, I like to call to the witness stand, Leontine Price, Louis Armstrong, Ashe. I like to call the name of Harriet Tubman, the one who ventured out under the Underground Railroad. Harriet Tubman, I say Ashe. I like to call Dr. Carter G. Woodson, Dr. Charles Drew, Ashe. Booker T. Washington, Ashe. Benjamin Banneker, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Dr. Madam C.J. Walker, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Ashe. Building a nation with his own hands. I like to call the name of Rosa Parks, Ashe. I like to call the name of Surgeon of the Truth, Ashe. I call the name of W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. And Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. Now you may get out your names of your loved one and call your ancestors. This is the time to tap into the energies of your ancestors. The melanin is still vibrating, still available, so that we can tap into those energies. Melanin is very powerful, ladies and gentlemen. It is not only here as a byproduct to give us a tone or hue. Melanin has energy to work in the medulla oblongata, which is this brain stem. And as we remember back into our cosmic record of who we once were, and remember the secret codes of the pyramid, and understanding that the work that our ancestors did in the Egyptian pyramids, we too have the ability to tap into their powers and their energies and their melanin. As we call on the ancestors' names of our family, I'd like to call on the name of Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I'd like to call on the name of Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. I'd like to call on the name of Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Marvin Eugene Lilly, Ashe. Robert Jr. Jenkins, Ashe. George Lilly, Ashe. Sam Lilly, Ashe. Maddie Parker, Ashe. I like to call on the name of Bessie Lilly, Ashe. Isa Lilly, Ashe. Ruby Lilly, Ashe. George and Sam Lilly, Ashe. I'd like to call on Essie Lee Pope, Ashe. Emmanuel Day, Ashe. Ruby Bracken, Ashe. Ruby Lee Lilly, Ashe. I'd like to call on Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Michelle Harvey, Ashe. Tom Harvey, Ashe. Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. And Michael Harvey, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, you are standing on holy ground. Your ancestors are now present here, and we're going to play the drum roll for these ancestors so that we can wake them up and we can imply them to be a part of the family today. We can explain to them that is their ashe we need today. We can talk to them and we can ask them to remember us in their prayers and in their blessing, to also carry us and protect us. And we're going to commune with our ancestors. So much, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that you are now standing in holy ground. If there's anyone here that is in need of prayer, if there's anyone here that is in need of a blessing, a healing, now is the time to get it. Your ancestors are present here today. If there's someone that needs to tap into the powers, the energies are here of the melanin. If there's someone that needs to tap into the energies of that food, filthy lucre, the financial blessing. If there's someone here that needs the currency to keep flowing in their lives of financial income, if there's someone here today that needs to be blessed immensely and be healed, this is the hour and time to get the blessing and the cure, the talking cure. Talk your way into health and success. You can heal yourself, ladies and gentlemen. You must find the energy and the vibration that are lurking here today. And we thank you for the opportunity to bring holiness to your grounds in your home. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for being a part of our ceremonial rituals. And I'd like to also say that we're stepping up on the 12th segment, the 12th Neophyte training lesson on how to perform the deep chants of Ifa. Ifa knows all. Orumala, the African prophet, knows all, was sitting at the right hand of God at your inception, has all answers, knowing, remembering that Oromala, the electrifying Oromala, the God that had no inception, that had no mother, no father, no known next of kin, the almighty creator, the electrifying Oladulamare, is the neighbor and minister of the prime minister, which is Elede, the ratifying God of the inner courts of heaven. He is ratified and electrified because of the energy and the vibration. Orumala was there at the inception of man. He was there to scoop man up and to mold man and to create man. He is the one that has interest in the affairs of man. You are to remember that he created Ori. Ori is the one that sits on your head, who you can confide in at all times. He is the one you go to get your lessons. Ori, call on Ori today. He is the one that will give you the solution to all. I'd like to remind you that that is the Trinity. The Trinity, Elede, Olarum, Orumala, and Oladulamare. Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that it's very important for you to acknowledge your ancestors. Join me as I go to station identification. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to read to you our allegiance of the flag and also our African pledge. Here's to the flag of mine, red, black, and green, hopes in its future bright Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it in time to come. Red blood shall flow of it, historians shall write of it, great nation of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destinies depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, all old flags flying so high. Here's to the green of it, young men shall dream of it, face shot and shelled of it, maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors brought in pole of it, please is my soul with it, irregardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God just for giving it this great flag of mine. May God add a blessing to the reading of the word. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that you are to do rituals with your children and you are to recite pledges. This is the African Pledge by Dr. Maya Angelou, the Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path of our ancestors, cleared, kneeling, in perilous undergrowth. Our children cannot hear us crying because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten to love the adversity is with our gates and hold up the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace one loneliest, to keep the company with our loneliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, to do all good things that knowing, keeping, we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters in honor of those who toil and employ God with golden tongues and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation. This day and now, we make this pledge on this Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, make a pledge to yourself on a daily basis and make a decree. I decree this day that all families that are represented here today will go on to pray and press their Godhead through. They will begin to petition on their behalf for issues in their lives, for their family members, to ask God to raise them up to know their purpose, to employ them to understand their calling. And as we speak here today, I decree that every family will go on to be conscious-minded and be aware of the metaphysical things and be able to plant them in their homes by studying support groups and cultural groups as well to enhance their knowledge and not let this good thing that has been started in them go to waste, but they will perpetuate knowledge forevermore, finding understanding and perpetuating knowledge and advancing themselves in the ways of the King. We thank you for the opportunity to minister to you, and we thank you for the families that are represented here today. May their hearts be satisfied, may their acknowledgement be known here today, and may everything that they desire, may they have the desires of their heart. We decree this for the families today. Down to the thousandth generation, we say amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to get on with the topic of our discussion in Nearfight Training, the performance of the deep chant of Ifa. I'd like to pardon myself for 1 second here as I prepare that for you. Can you hold for 1 second? We go to station identification. Thank you so very much. That number here is 646-478-0270. Thank you. Can you hear it?
Can you hear it? Arranged by the author, Sherelle Omiika Bidiako Garth. I begat this while in the spirit so that you could hear it. Don't fear it. Come and hear it. Pull back the veil and revere it. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? Oh, and if you hear them, don't fear them. Just remember and revere them. Create a sanctuary like to Mary. I mean with memories of their old souls, of deceased loved ones, foretold. Pay homage by pouring libation, for this was done since the time of creation. It's your only source of real liberation. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For if you can't, then keep on trying. For all around us, I can hear them crying, petitioning on your behalf before the Creator brings his wrath. For they never really left us, for they have been with us and remain behind to comfort us in our hard times. Listen, can you hear them? Listen, can you hear them? For they will surround you like fire when the fire draws near. So have no fear. Remember that the way is open and clear to assist you in, my dear.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the way is open and clear, meaning that you have a direct route to accomplish all that you need to accomplish. There's no foes or no apprehensions, that your way is made plain and clear. The ancestors will do that for you, ladies and gentlemen. So call on your ancestors from time to time to remind them that they are to open the way to make everything in your life possible so that you can get through life without the ups and downs. Now, as you notice for our topic today, the chant. I wanted to tell you a little bit about the chants and why we chant. And I gave you a chant by the name of Orirore. And Orirore was one of the chants that I demonstrated for you before. Orirore is calling on a creator, a deity to come to your aid and rescue. And through doing these cantinations or these chants, you can summon your ancestors or summon help. By saying the Orirore three times is one of the chants. Orirore, Orirore, Orirore. Now, from what I have learned, Orirore is a chant that you call on for help. There are many chants that you can do. And as I gave you one chant that we did in a song called Ise Olu Koje Fajio, meaning God's work will never be destroyed. But there are chants that the Africans used to use, and they use them to issue a warning. They use them to give out information. And the chants sometimes were a call and response. And for some of you African Americans who might be in a Christian church, you might know the call and response detail. And there are songs that were brought from the Africans into the church in a call and response. And one of the songs, if you can follow along with me, I don't know how the vibration is over the phone. It might be a little difficult, but just know that the cracks and ups and downs of the tone might not sound right because of the vocal soundage on the phone. But there was one call and response, and you would respond back. And the call and response went something like this. I love the Lord because, now the response would be, because he heard my cry. Then the response of the church would be, I love the Lord because he heard my cry and did eat my every groan. then the church will respond back. I love the Lord because he heard my cry and pitied my every groan. These were old African chants that they sang through slavery, and they meant something, and they told a story. Africans had to be very clever in order to use the chants. These were the chants that they knew about when they were in their camps and their tribes. They had the Dahomeys. They had the various different tribes that spoke different languages, but they looked for the people that had the same language, and they tried to communicate. Chanting was a way of communicating, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'd like to read something to you. As we point out earlier, Ifa is believed to know the cause of things and even the name and nature of things, as well as their origin and chemical composition. In short, Ifa is believed to know the secret of nature. Now, in the secret of nature, there is a secret of nature in the song. The African Americans hold an octave level of a note that's higher than any other race of people and can only be heard by the African American as if we were a different breed. We sing an octave high, and our tone is high enough that we can hear it, and no other people can hear it as we make the tone. That's why music, one would say, the Africans have an ear for it. Not necessarily an ear, not a physiological attribute in the brain, in the eardrum, that gives way to us knowing this. And as we sing the different tones, we're able to do this. And pretty much the chanting is a chanting to allow us to sing from the soul, from the heart, from the very depths of our soul, sometimes in a way that a person still, the tones can be sung. Now, incantations were created for animals in nature. They could understand that a snake was not allowed to harm Ephi's children because an incantation was created and given to the snake that he was not to harm any of Ephi's children. And if they were being harmed at any time, Ephi's children could chant a cantination to stop the deadly wound or bite of the snake in his tracks. This was not a fallacy. This was a known fact. Now, the chants of Ifa and all of the songs, I am prepared to bring those to your attention where we can go into depths about the songs. Each one of the Orishas has a very unique song that goes with them and that they sing under Shango, Obatala, Ishun, Alekba, Yaminde. And as they sing these songs, they tell a story about their nature. They tell the lifestyle of that person. As we know, Ishun is the one that makes all a decision and gives the okay and the command, rather you would say his ashe. Yamenja is the mother of the ocean, of the water. She is the nurturing spirit. She is the feminine spirit. Chants and song are sung to Yamenja. Yamenja, the songs that are sung to her are beautiful expressions of chants. These chants cannot describe the character of a person, but they are meant to give you an idea of how beautiful this person is. Batala is a very great warrior, but he is also a studious person who wears white, who also believes in good character and good conduct. But then there's Shango, who is a warrior who wears the red, and he carries his hatchet because he is a warrior. And some of these deities work with iron, and it was their responsibility to be the guardian of iron and steel. Songs were made to their respect, and they were sung. And during the Bembe, normally all these songs are hurled out at these deities. Now, tomorrow I'm going to bring some of the songs out, and we are going to be able to pay homage to some of the songs. I fear you won't be able to hear me over the phone if I try to sing any more of them, but I'm going to see if there's one more that I can give you before the end of this session. But I want you to understand, chants are just as important as songs. You can also find Ella Jenkins, who writes chants, designs them to create a certain effect in an environment. A chant can be intended to change conditions of the world, to change your livelihood, to change your setting and your life, to change your lover's idea, to encourage his spirit, to lift him high. Chants were meant to give you a warning, issue a command, and they were designed to do what was intended for them to do. Now, some of the time, Africans thought that these were downtrodden songs, and when they made it up to the big house and out of slavery, they left the chants and their cotton bags behind. And better yet, they should leave their cotton bags behind. Ladies and gentlemen, I applaud them for turning their backs on the cotton bags and going forward and exploring all that there was for the African American to explore in the way of new industrialized things. But chants are something you don't want to leave behind, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you hum a little chant to your child, it can lift their spirit. Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajiu. Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajiu. Kole Bajiu. Kole Bajiu. Kole Bajiu. Kole Bajiu. Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajiu. Ishe Oluwa Kole Bajiu. I love the Lord, 'cause he heard my cry. I love the Lord, because he heard my cry, and pity my every groan. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the lap time for children and a chant is very important. You can heal the soul of a child, the mind of a child, a post-traumatic stress syndrome. You can sing chants, the children's chant. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra la 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 la. There's a brown girl in the ring, tra la 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 la. You can sing songs that will excite the child's energy. You can sing songs that will encourage them to lift them up, take them out of the state that they're in. And you can sing songs to remind them of who their ancestors once were, to remind them, ladies and gentlemen. And songs that they may have never heard in your life, you can play the harmonica. You can play the harmonica and play tunes. Now, you know, I wanted to play my harmonica, but it seems like I can't get it out. And you can chant tunes with your harmonica. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. find instruments to teach children, making them instrumentally inclined, ladies and gentlemen, will do so much for their spirit. The power of chant and music can be so healing to your very, very soul. Some children are now receiving assistance in the area of music therapy. And if African Americans would realize that these old chants that their mothers and fathers sang, they would realize that they can heal their children on their own. They really could. And I'd like to remind you that the lap time for the child and the chants is very, very important. Teach them the chants of your fathers and mothers. Please do that. Little Sally Walker, sitting in a salsa. Rise, Sally, rise, why don't you wipe your weeping eyes? Now put your hands on your hip and make your backbone flip. Oh, shake it to the east. Oh, shake it to the west. Oh, shake it to the one that you love the best. Sing songs for them, ladies and gentlemen. Tell your children about the old singers in the community or those loved ones that used to love to play their horns or saxophone. Let them become a saxophone and chant the words of the music. Put notes in front of your children. Allow them to understand what notes will do for them. Notes can be rising, notes can go high and low. Tomorrow we're going to get right into some of the chants and some of the Ifa songs so that you can see how they're sung. And we'll dedicate a little more time to this so you can get involved and go online and find these chants and songs and incorporate them in your home. Right now I'm going to find something on the studio radio station that you can hear. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a great guest today. I'd like to thank you for being with Omi and going all the way with Omi, and just listening in is a great thing to do. And I want you to understand that you have to write. Here's one of Omi's originals, and you've probably heard it several times before, but I'd like to play it again for you.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yeah, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Are y'all ready? Now you're going to hear a little bit of We Are Winner, and I know we are. Are you ready? Come on, let's get ready to hear We Are Winner.
Y'all ready? Say yes!
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving on up. Now listen to Where My Roots Stem as we get ready to go out of here. I want to thank you so very much for going with Omi all the way. Where My Roots Stem.
Saturday morning, Dairy Queens, Dilly Bars, and Ice Cream. While listening to Mama Scream, boys and girls, come on over here and get a taste of this cream. Late afternoon movies with guys giving up high fives saying, boy, that movie sure was groovy. From busing students in every cardinal direction, while looking back, it's a mere reflection of the struggle to force integration, which wasn't such an overwhelming sensation. They killed a boy the first day of school because the institution broke the golden rule, thou shall not integrate, for it's far too late. To wearing dashikis and tie-dyes, and guys dressed in tailor-made suits while riding around in their deuce. To wearing combat boots and alpaca sweaters, and pants made of leather, to brothers faking it in their pleather. Mini skirts and go-go boots, and girls dressed in their walking suits. Christians waking up, being born again, converting to Islam, trying to avoid sin, saying God is the greatest. Chanting these words were now the latest to guys who were once on lockdown, now pushing final calls all over town. With graduation night now approaching, to guys taking up lessons in coaching. After graduating a scholar, I had to stand back to take a breath to holler, it's now time to make a dollar. Now with a community on a hike, while pushing students off the college to avoid the pipe. From Club Zodiac to the Blue Room swinging, to 11 girls on stage singing. These were the Mitchell Singers with a makeshift band of brothers all swinging, to singing all over town, representing mothers singing for chicken dinners while trying to win souls and sinners. With the waiter giving us a hassle while trying to eat at White Castle, to eventually having to eat out at Hardee's after the skating party. And brothers hanging on every street corner, giving up knowledge and pointers, to having all-night luau's at the Lure while dancing to a tune of a Louie Louie, to Jezebels on Broadway corners, foxed up like some guys want 'em. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, this is where my roots stem. I can remember now. You can't take them away from me, for I'll plant myself right where I'll be. Then someone, oh yes, someone will spring up, I know, just like me.
Just like me.
Where My Roots Stem, arranged by the author Sherelle Omiyika Bidiako Garris. Brown-skinned, long-legged skinny girl, running around in your Afro curl. You were transplanted from a place called the Hoods to out in the suburban backwoods. You grew up in a place called Gary, Indiana, with a backyard view off the avenue. No, you weren't nurtured in the urban woods, but rather in the ghetto hoods. Your name was changed from Sherry Mae to what it is today. Can you still remember where the house stood? Those were the days when it was all good, with handprints and names engraved on sidewalks, to picnicking long after dark in the park. Now on to Tarleton High for the basketball event, to downstates on the buses we all went. At the playground was the place to be, that is, if you ever wanted to find me. This is where my roots stem. This is where my roots stem. Across the street was a Chili Bowl restaurant, with guys and girls hanging out trying to front. Courting rooms and boyfriends too, with no chance for nothing left to do. To coming home late, to sitting up in parked cars with your date. Parents sitting up late waiting to debate about your being late. I can never remember doing the WAP. The only dances back then were called the BOP. The Chicago style and the Philly too. These were the dances that were required of you. To guys turning ladies by the knees and someone yelling out, oh, stop, will you please? Now on to sock hops and long lunches and low pulling up in crowded cars by the bunches, skipping schools to go to the beaches, trying to avoid the subjects of the boring teachers. This is where my roots stem. Oh, yes, I remember now. This is where my roots stem. You can't take them away from me, for I'll plant myself right where I'll be. Then someone will spring up just like me.
Just like me, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some poems that I had written as a dedication to my childhood and a little bit about where I came from and what I came from. Just like I wrote poems for children and remember their childhood, you can write chants for your children, ladies and gentlemen. You can even chat those to your children and design them specifically for their children. But adults need chants as well. They need scats, and they need understanding of how music can heal the very sick, sick soul. I don't want you to forget that chants are the deep spirit of the African-Americans' cry for help. However, as we hear the hip-hoppers singing, that is a battle cry for help as well. So tomorrow we will come back to this segment and complete the chants, and I will give you a little bit more music that will be recorded for the Yoruba chant. And I want to thank you for going all the way with me this evening, and I bid you opportunities where you can learn music and understand what chants will do for you. And please do join us tomorrow, and those of you who are old-timers in this room, please continue to join us and come in and ask questions. That number is 646-478-0270. Once again, I want to say baba booey to you, y'all, and I also want to say, oh, double.